Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slayball. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, the last day of January. Turn the calendar tomorrow and head into the month of February, which is I Love My Church month. We look forward to a great, great month of February here at Bible Baptist Church. And January 31 is my birthday. And celebrate another year of God's goodness and His kindness and His blessing to me. And I rejoice in another year of life that God's given this preacher. And I appreciate you sharing my birthday with me today on the radio. Now listen, if your Bible's close by, I want you to get Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 26. In Acts chapter 2, notice with me verse number 40. The Bible says, "With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Now verse 42, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers." And they continued. I'll come to Acts 26 here in just a minute, but what a day this was. This was called Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost. People were gathered out of every nation under heaven at the time, and as they heard the gospel preached in their language, 3,000 received Christ as their Savior and were baptized. And so the church grows from 120 in the upper room to now 3,120. Oh, we hear a lot about the rushing mighty wind or the tongues and the fire and the tongues of different languages or the crowds that were there or the prayer in the upper room, and nothing wrong with any of that. And but I like this. I like verse 42. "And they continued." Oh, some folks, you see them on a big day, but not on a rainy or a snowy day. You see some people when nothing's going on, but whenever there's company, they're not there. I like others. I like some, and we have a great number here at our church who are always here. Whether it's raining or whether it's sunshine, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's snowy or whether it's not snowy, doesn't matter. Sunrise east, sets in the west, 2 + 2 = 4, water runs downhill. When the doors are open, they're here. They're here. They continued. They continued. That means they're predictable. That means they're reliable. That means you can count on them. Same joy, same smile, same fervency, not up and down, not hot and cold, just continuing on for God, instant, in season and out of season. You see, it's not always how you start. Now, that's important. A good start is great, but it doesn't matter much if you're not going to continue. Continue means to carry on without interruption. Continue means to persist in. You know, people are drawn to things that don't change. That's why they love the Grand Canyon. That's why they love the Statue of Liberty. That's why they love the monuments in Washington. They just don't change. And we're drawn to things that do not change. And so I get saved. And when you get saved, when I got saved, you begin to live for God. We are to carry on without interruption. Paul, when he's before Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, he's testifying before King Agrippa. And in Acts 26, verse 22, he said, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come." I've taken that as my verse in my latter years of my life. "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue this day." Let's continue. There's several things the Bible says we need to carry on without interruption in, and that is, number one, the Bible. John 8:31, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." Are you carrying on without interruption in the word of God? I remember as a young boy when I got saved, I had a great desire to read the Bible. I remember my father buying me my first Bible in a little second floor balcony, and I sat out there in a chair, and I remember beginning to read the Bible and how good God is to make Genesis such an exciting book to start in. Now, coming up 59 years of reading that book and reading the Word of God, and I'm still amazed. You say, well, Pastor, I started reading the Bible. Yeah, but have you continued reading the Bible? It's good you started reading the Bible, but I think it's better to say, Pastor, I just want you to know I'm continuing to read my Bible. You see, everything we need's found in the book. If you knew the Bible better, you wouldn't need your psychiatrist. You wouldn't need the therapist. You wouldn't need the support group. You wouldn't need Dr. Phil or Dr. Laura. You just get back to the Bible. Continue in the Word. Stay in the book. Jesus said you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But you'll never know the truth if you don't continue. Well, Pastor, you know, a verse a day will keep the devil away. Yeah, it'll keep your freedom away too. No, you get your Bible and plan to read the Bible through. You can read, I think, 4 pages a day of the Bible will take you through in 1 year. If you read 8 pages a day, you might go through twice a year. 12 pages a day, 3 times a year. You ought to love your Bible more than just to go through it once every 3 years. Listen, you can get through it 3 times a year if you just read 8 to 10 pages a day. How many of you like to read? And if you like to read, you know, reading a good book, a good novel, a good mystery, you'll read more than 8 to 10 pages. You'll sit down and read 100 or 150 pages just in one sitting. And Jesus said we're not really his disciple if we're not continuing in his word. So we continue in his word. But then John chapter 15. In John 15 and verse number 9, Jesus speaks again to his disciples. And he talks about his love. And he tells them to continue in his love. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Carry on without interruption in my love. Now, love's not just a gushy feeling. Love's doing what's best for the other person. Love is willingly, sacrificially giving myself for the benefit of someone else with no thought of return. God so loved us that he gave us what we needed, his Son, to be our Savior. Unconditionally, no strings attached. And so we love people not for who they are, but for who you are and for who God is. Love, he didn't say you like your enemy. He said love your enemy. What did he say to do? If they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. If they're naked, clothe them. Do what's best for them. Meet their needs. See, love is always an action, and love is always sacrificial. There's no self involved. The opposite of love is self-love. It's that where you'll help others, but you're expecting something in return. But you got to die to self. You see, a marriage is not about not meeting my needs while they're not meeting my needs, or he or she isn't getting what I need out of this, and you're selfish. And you know what? You're headed for destruction. You can say in church, well, I'm just not being fed. I just don't see why they did this. Well, selfish. You got an eye problem. And you're headed for destruction, my friend. No, that Jesus said, take up your cross. That's only for one thing, death. Die to self and love others. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. Because your men have haircuts, your ladies wear modest clothing, or you carry a King James Bible, or you don't do this, or you don't do that. No, he said, here's how all men know you're my disciples, because you love one another. You love one another. Continue in the Bible. Continue in my love. And number 3, continue in the faith. Carry on without interruption in the faith. It's Acts chapter 14. In Acts 14, and verse number 22, Paul said they're confirming. He went back through the cities he'd preached in, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And so carry on without interruption in the faith. What's that? That I'm saved by grace through faith, that I'm saved by the blood atonement of Jesus Christ, that I'm eternally secure in Jesus Christ, that I'm baptized after salvation in obedience to the Lord. That I ought to be in a membership of a local New Testament church. That I ought to walk in holiness, and that's my reasonable service before God. I'm going to be different from the world and look different from the world and not be entertained like the world's entertained? That I believe Jesus is coming back? I believe in the premillennial, pre-tribulational rapture of believers out of the church? I'm just going to carry on without interruption in the faith once delivered to the saints. You see, I'm a Baptist by conviction. I believe it's what the Bible teaches. You have to continue in the faith. Paul told Timothy, continue in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Said Timothy, I've taught you and your mom has taught you, your grandma has taught you. And listen, you continue in those things. Don't you get off track. And so we continue in the faith. And then the verse we read earlier from Acts 26, verse 22. We continue in soul winning. That's why Paul said, having obtained help of God, I continue. He continues witnessing. Witnessing to both small and great. Everywhere, to every creature. Person to person. Whether they're big or little. Whether they're rich or poor. Whether they're young or old. Whether they're children or adults. Whether they're teens or senior citizens. Whether they're educated or uneducated. Whether they're well-dressed or hardly dressed. Or whether they're black, yellow, brown, or white. They are not commanded to come. We are commanded to go with the message. Don't say, don't be a Christian that says, well, I used to. Well, yeah, I used to witness. I used to pass out tracts. I used to work on a bus route. I used to help on a big day. I used to work at the altar. No. Carry on without interruption. Carry on without interruption. You're witnessing. You're soul winning. Who have you told about Jesus lately? When's the last time you handed someone a gospel tract and said, here's some good news for you? It'll tell you how you know you're going to heaven. Listen, continue. Continue. I remind you that Jesus said he is not just the author of our faith, he is the finisher of our faith. And so we're the author and the finisher. We're looking to Jesus. I want to finish well. I want to finish well. So I want to continue in the Bible. I want to continue in love. I want to continue in the faith. And I want to continue in my soul winning, in witnessing for Christ. Jesus is coming soon. We see it. You know it. He may come today. He may come tomorrow. Will it matter what the bank balance is? Will it matter how popular you are? Will it really matter whether you own the place or rent it? Will it really matter what position you held in the company? You know what will matter? Did I continue? Did I continue? I'm in it to continue in it. I mean business with God, and I hope you do too. So I'm just going to carry on without interruption. What a blessing it must have been to see those 3,000 come to Christ on Pentecost and trust the Lord as their Savior and believe in Jesus as the Messiah. What rejoicing, what joy that must have been. Oh, but I'm sure there was just as much joy and just as much rejoicing when they saw those 3,000 continue in the apostles' doctrine and in the fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. It's a great joy to see people continue to live for God. I hope you'll determine today you're going to continue. I don't know what kind of start January got you off to, but let's continue to live for the Lord. Let's not just start well, let's end well too. All right? I continue. Well, I hope you make it a great Tuesday. And of course, tomorrow will be Wednesday, and that'll be church night. And I'm going to share something with you tomorrow that I preached not too long ago at a Christian school chapel, and it's called The Greatest Title of Them All. And I'd like to share that with you tomorrow when we get together for our broadcast. And also, same time, I'll say a few things about the midweek service as well, Wednesday nights at 6:30 here at Bible Baptist Church. Well, listen, thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. And until tomorrow, let me remind you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.